Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
With the golden voice, Ted Williams, Scott Spears coming at you here on a Monday morning, Monday, January 22nd, 2024, 16 minutes past the hour, 17 degrees and cloudy skies here in the Marion area. Well, you know, 17 degrees is not bad, not snowing right now, no ice. It seems like schools are back in session this morning. That's kind of nice, different from how we've been the last few days. Cold weekend. But apparently, I think starting today, we'll be coming out of the deep freeze, and aren't we all happy about that? So we'll take it. We'll take it after really 7 days of really cold weather. Sunday to Sunday, I don't think there was a day that we did not drop at least below 20 degrees. I don't think there was a day like that. In a couple days, we had some snow. Not huge amounts of snow, but enough snow, you know, to kind of make life uncomfortable for you. Well, want to talk about a few things here this morning, and I've got them lined up here. Want to talk about the groundhog, because the groundhog is really picking up steam here. Our big celebration will happen under 2 weeks now. The big Warren Groundhog Harding celebration will take place on Friday, February 2nd, starting at 8:15 here on WGH Talk. It will run through 11 a.m. that morning, and the whole staff will be there, more or less. Pastor Craig will be there, Matt Morgan will be there, Carrington Nelson will be there, Linda Sims will be there, Terry Tackett will be there, Sean Kraft will be there, I will be there, Mary Ellen Withrow will be there, Bob Welsh will be there bringing the groundhog pizza, and, of course, we will have the groundhog himself, Warren Groundhog Harding. Now, we are having guesses galore when it comes into Warren Groundhog Harding. Because basically, here's what's going to happen on Groundhog Morning. We're going to have the groundhog pizza there. And by the way, for all of you who think it's really groundhog pizza, it's not. It's just, I don't even know what it is, to be honest. But I know it's not groundhog. So a lot of people are thrown by that when you say groundhog pizza. They think it really is groundhog pizza. It's not. But we just deemed it groundhog pizza for our prediction purposes. So we'll have the groundhog pizza there, and we will also have a prize and a plaque for the winner of the groundhog competition. And the groundhog competition is who can guess the identity of Warren Groundhog Harding. Now, we've had a lot of guesses so far. We've had Mary Ellen Withrow. We've had Matt. We've had Carrington. We've had Sean. We have had Weasel Boy, we've had Jack Kellogg, we've had Scott Scherzer. There have been other people guessed as well. And I'm going to start putting down the official guesses next week. This is how I figure we're going to do this. Because who knows, there may be some clues between now and then. So I'll start putting down the official guesses for Groundhog Day next week. But if you do want to wager a guess at this point, feel free to call in and make your guess. Now, interestingly enough, I think I said this on the air. You know, who knows what I say day to day. But I think I said that I was not 100% sure who was going to be the groundhog a couple weeks ago. That I had somebody, actually I had two people in mind about being the groundhog. And both of them said they were interested. One of them said they were 90% sure they could do it, but they needed a week to get their schedule in order to see if they could do it. And then the other one had a scheduling issue as well. Well, as of Friday, about 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I learned that the first person is good to go. They're good to go to be the groundhog. So we definitely do have a groundhog. And I love the person who's going to be the groundhog. I love that we got this person. I think it's going to be great. James Anderson was a great groundhog last year, but this person, I think, will actually shock people being in the groundhog costume. And I would also say that this person, you're going to know. When the head comes off, you're going to know who this person is. So we definitely have a groundhog now. That's all been taken care of. It's going to be a lot of fun coming up on Groundhog Day morning. I don't think there's ever been a celebration quite like this. Now, I talked about this on the Friday night show last week. And what I learned was really the only thing Carrington was interested in. Well, that's not true. I don't want to be unfair because Carrington did seem to be interested in who the groundhog was, because they don't know either. Nobody knows but me at this point. I'm real. Me and the person who is the groundhog are really the only people who know this. But so it's really like a CIA secret at this point. But she wanted to know who the groundhog was, and of course I'm not going to tell her who that is. And she wanted to know if there'll be food there that morning. This girl has a thing with food you could not imagine. She always wants to eat. You know, everywhere we've went, when we went to Cleveland during the Christmas season, we were having a lot of fun. We went to a lot of places, but she wanted to eat. She wanted to go to a restaurant. That was her big thing. And almost, it's almost a tradition that every Friday when she comes to the studio, the first thing she says is, I'm hungry. Now, it's as if the studio is like a restaurant. You know, like we've got a short order cook there waiting to cook stuff up. She should know by now that the studio is not where you come for food. I don't think any radio studio is where you come for food. But in any event, she wants to know if there's going to be food. There might be food, because now with this event building up, you know, Mary Ellen Withrow, the entire WGH staff, giving away a plaque and prizes, and now that I know who the groundhog's going to be, and it's going to be somebody of importance, maybe people want to see it. So at this point, we're thinking about moving it to a local establishment. Now, I'm not going to say which until we get confirmation, but I'm supposed to hear back from one of those establishments today. Today or tomorrow, I think it was. So I'll give you more information on that as time goes on. And let's just hope for hope's sake, that one of these establishments does have food, because she needs to eat, apparently. Keep her blood sugar up on Groundhog Day morning. But I'm excited. Now that we know who the groundhog is, I think it's going to be fascinating, and it's shaping up to be a real event. And again, I've told you who all the groundhog guesses have been. Now, does anybody want to venture a guess at this point? Now that I actually do know who the groundhog is going to be, do you have any thoughts on this Groundhog Day? Because we still have the prediction, the way it's going to happen. As it has always happened, there'll be a groundhog pizza there. And under half of the slices, it'll say 6 more weeks of winter. Under the other half, it'll say early spring. Whichever piece of pizza the groundhog picks, that will be the weather prediction. So that's all still going on. And I'm telling you, I think a lot of people will want photo opportunities. You know, we've all got cameras on our phones now. We all want photo opportunities with the groundhog this year. And you know what's funny? Now that I know who the groundhog is, I don't want one of those slips to come up where I accidentally say who it is when I'm talking about the groundhog, because heretofore, I have not really 100% known who the groundhog is going to be. I definitely know now, as of last Friday. So I'm always afraid now when I'm talking about this that I'm going to say who it is. So if I do, I guess I give it away and I give away the prize. But at this point, I have not done that. So if you have any thoughts on Groundhog Day, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And I also want to say, again, Groundhog Day started to be a big deal here in Marion because of Buckeye Chuck and Charlie Evers. So do go to the Groundhog Celebration at WMRN that morning at 7 a.m., 7 to 8 a.m. at WMRN, because ours does not start until 8:15, so you can go to both. There'll be no problem with that, and that's why we've done ours the way we've done it, so they don't overlap. So go see the Groundhog at WMRN from 7 to 8, and then come see us 8:15 until 11 a.m. Now, the Groundhog will be unmasked. Our Groundhog will be unmasked at 8:45. And then after 8:45, the person who is the Groundhog will stick around with us through 11 a.m. that morning, and we'll have some fun with them. So, does anybody have any ideas on who the Groundhog might be now that I have given some clues? I definitely do know who the Groundhog is. This is going to be fun. This is really going to be fun on the whole. And between now and then, I don't know how this thing's going to pick up. I really think we're going to have... I don't know that we'll have... Oh, Chad Clark will be performing. I forgot that. Chad Clark will be performing songs off his new CD, which we think is great. So, all kinds of stuff going on here that are very important. So, if you have anything to say, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If you have any ideas on how to make Groundhog Day at our station a bigger event, or if you have any questions in regard to this whole thing, feel free to give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. Okay. So, moving on from there, what else do we got going on other than the Groundhog? By the way, has anybody ever figured out why we use a Groundhog on Groundhog Day morning? I still don't know the answer to that. I asked some people yesterday, and I never really got a straight answer on this thing. How did this all start many, many, many years ago? Why the Groundhog? Because obviously we've learned that groundhogs are supposed to be hibernating this time of year. So why did the groundhog get chosen to be the meteorologist? You know, I don't understand that, but I would like to understand that. So if anybody knows, let me know. All right. Well, what else are we going to move on to here? Well, we got to move on to Friday morning here on the station. Friday morning, we had Miranda McGinnis back in, the Marion City Auditor. And I really have not had a chance to talk to anybody about this on air since it happened, because she was on with us from 8 to 10 that morning. And it's all heading to a big city council meeting tonight at 6:30. City council has not met for 2 weeks. So what did you think of her interview Friday morning? I was so glad she came back in. She did the entire 2 hours. I give her great credit for doing that. Miranda had been on the previous Tuesday, and that was really the first time that she had talked a lot about what had been going on in City Hall, why she had resigned, why she had rescinded her resignation. There was a lot of stuff going on there. And the time between that Tuesday interview and last Friday's interview, which was about 10 days, a lot of questions came up. And one of the questions we got the answer to on Friday was that Bill Collins had apologized to her. Apparently, the morning after the interview that we did with her on that Tuesday, Bill Collins came to her office and apologized. So that's very good. And I, you know, it takes a big person to apologize, and I think that's great to hear. And that I think they're on good footing. Although Miranda did say on Friday that if it came right down to it, that Bill would probably still want her to resign. So, you know, how good is the footing? We really don't know at this point. We might learn at tonight's city council meeting, but that was an interesting part of the interview on Friday. Also, Miranda definitely went into detail on the auditor's office, in the auditor's office, why it is the way it is, why she has stayed, what she can do to get out of this trouble that the auditor's office is in. Do you think they're going to let her stay? Because I'm sure this is going to be a topic at tonight's city council meeting, because I believe there are some fines that need to be paid. So a lot of stuff going on there as well with Miranda. And I don't know. It was just a very interesting interview on Friday, I thought. We also learned something I think that people had questions about. We knew about these two meetings. We knew about a meeting on November the 30th in which Jason Schaber had called the meeting to talk to Miranda about her job performance. Bill Collins gets called in on this meeting. And this is where the think about your life, think about your house, think about your family conversation went on. And then on December 11th, there was another meeting. And that was the meeting in which Miranda decided to resign and take the transit position. But we were all confused on what had happened between November 30th and December 11th, because nobody knew of any meetings that had happened where this would have all went down. And what we learned on Friday from Miranda, and again, I have to thank her for being so candid in that interview, what we learned was that apparently her deputy auditor and she, Martin Watts, were talking, and Miranda said something about going to the transit department. And then Martin, without being asked, again, is what my understanding was, went to Bill Collins and said, what do you think about sending Miranda over to the auditor's office, or to the transit department, excuse me. And apparently going to the meeting on December 11th in which she resigned, Miranda did not know what was going to happen in this meeting. So when Martin got down there and said, Bill, is the deal still good? Miranda didn't know what this was all about, but that led to her resignation and why there was some trepidation and why she eventually rescinded her resignation on January the 4th. So why that happened, I don't know. I don't think Miranda knew when we talked on Friday. It's an interesting question. I don't know how that happens. I don't know, maybe the deputy auditor was looking out for her. I think maybe a case could be made for that. I don't know. I don't know what would drive somebody to do that. I guess Martin would have to answer that. And maybe someday we'll get the answer to that. Maybe tonight we'll get the answer to that question during the big city council meeting at 6:30 at City Hall. And it's my understanding a lot of people are very interested in attending that meeting. And that should be a lot of fun. But does anybody have any thoughts on Friday morning's interview? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. It certainly was an enlightening interview, to say the least. I just think it works so much better when people come on and tell their story. Because, you know, I can sit here every day and I can sit here with other people and we can talk about what we think happened and why it happened and where it's going. But when you actually get somebody on who tells their story, I think it clears up a lot. Like in 10,000 years, I don't think we ever would have come to the idea that the deputy auditor was the one who kind of orchestrated this deal for Miranda to go to transit. I don't think we ever would have gotten there. And it's interesting that we only learned that by piecing together things that people had said. You know, it started with learning about the deal of her going to transit back on December 11th. And then her first interview, Miranda, with us on that Tuesday morning, we learned a lot about what the whole process was there. And then when Jason Schaber came in, we learned about exactly what meetings had happened and what had went on in these meetings. And then bringing Miranda back in, we learned exactly what had happened with Martin and the part that he had played. But can you imagine that she had went down to that meeting on December 11th, not even knowing that she was going to resign? Isn't that interesting? And that the transit job was offered and already there. And, you know, it puts some of these press releases into question that have been sent out. Now, I'm not saying anybody's lying. I'm not saying that at all, because I think that's a heavy word. And I think people have to look into things as they want to look into them. But I don't know. If you read the press releases, sometimes they don't sound exactly as what happened. But maybe that's all perception. Perception is different when you have more than one person. 740-751-4038. All right, go ahead, caller.
I was wondering, how can I listen to that Friday's interview?
Friday's interview is on the website. It's also on the Facebook page. If you go to either one of those, if you go to the website, it's under my tab. It's the first interviews under there. And if you go to the Facebook page, if you scroll down to the pictures of Miranda and I think it's dated Friday, the links to the interviews are right there.
Now, which Facebook? Is it WGH or Scott Spears?
WGH Facebook.
WGH. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. And again, the phone lines are open. Now, some people might not have heard the interview Friday. You know, Friday morning, a lot of schools were canceled, and the weather was bad. But that's how you would hear the interviews. Go to the webpage, wwgh1071.com. Go to my tab on the webpage, and the first interviews under there right now are the Miranda McGinnis interviews. Or you can go to the Facebook page, the WGH Talk Facebook page. And if you scroll back to Friday, you will see pictures of Miranda and I in the studio, and the links are under there. So, all that being said, for people who heard the interviews or who have any question on this whole thing, because tonight is the big city council meeting at 6:30, what's your feeling on this whole thing? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. How do you think this thing is all going to shake out in the end as we head to it tonight? You know, last time I talked to Jason Schauber, he said at this meeting he was going to ask questions of Bill Collins for the first time in an open meeting since he's been mayor about what went on here. How did we get to where we got, and how did we get to the auditor rescinding her resignation? Will that happen tonight? I guess we'll find out. Ayers Ratliff, I don't think has said that, but I think certainly Ayers has had questions about this. Now, will he ask those questions tonight? We really don't know. Maybe. He certainly has not been shy about asking questions in the past of the auditor and the mayor. So maybe we'll find out something there tonight. And I certainly think the question of how and why Martin Watts, the deputy auditor, was involved in this situation is interesting. Now, again, some people listening might not think this is a big deal, and I don't know what kind of deal it is. I don't know how you rate the size of deals, but there's certainly something interesting about it because I don't ever remember anything like this happening, certainly from the mayor of Marion or the auditor of Marion in certainly recent history, the last 30-plus years. And why this all happened, you know, there still is a big question. Why did any of this happen? Because by the time all of this had started to happen back on November 30th, Miranda's resignation had been called for by city council members. It had been called for by Mayor Schertzer at that time. And apparently there was a process already underway to remove her. So the question is, and remains, why did any of this have to happen anyway? Why did a job offer come in return for a resignation? Why did any of this go on? What was the purpose? Why do this? If you didn't want her in the position, why not just let city council continue down their path to see if they could get rid of her? And Miranda, I thought, seemed to have a little bit of a plan on what she wants to do with that office. And according to several members of city council, that's really all they want is a plan. Where do we go from here? Do you think Miranda presenting a plan to them tonight at this city council meeting will help her along, maybe stay in this particular position? I don't know. I guess we'll all find out tonight at 6:30, but it certainly is very, very interesting. And again, if you have any thoughts on it, give me a buzz here, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And I know we're spending a lot of time on these things, but I'll tell you, one of the reasons is that I have been in this town for a long time, and I've never seen a news vacuum like we are in right now. The Marion Star does nothing anymore with local politics, and I don't know who else is trying to cover local politics at this point. I thought there were going to be some other groups doing it. I think they're trying. I don't know how far the word is getting out. I don't know at this point. It's a very peculiar situation is what I will say, and hopefully the word continues to get out and people attend the city council meetings, and we kind of go from there. But again, the phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038, because we have had a lot of great conversation on this show in regard to these matters. And I do think that you, the listening audience's opinion on these things, means a lot. I really think, on the whole, it means more than what I have to say. I just feel at this point like I'm witnessing these things and hearing these things. I think what you have to does it matter at all to the listening audience? Does it matter what has gone on in City Hall? Does any of this matter where we go from here? I don't know. But I guess we'll find out tonight, and I guess we will find out if anybody wants to comment on it. 740-751-4038. Okay. Now, again, we've talked about the groundhog here this morning. Now, we spent a pretty fair amount of time last Thursday and on the Friday night show talking about this whole idea of home remedies. And I even got some private messages about this, which I thought was interesting. But castor oil, taking cold showers, making your own cough syrup, is this all a good idea? Now, here's my feeling on the whole thing, and I think I've said this before. I do not diminish any of this. You know, I think do what you got to do. But what's a little bothersome to me is I think people might not be going to a legitimate doctor in lieu of using these items. That's all I'm worried about. If you want to use them and you think they work and they give you peace of mind, I'm all for that. But I do worry that people might not be going to a regular doctor, because I do believe a lot of people have anxiety and depression, certainly anxiety. And I think when you don't go to the real doctor to get that treated, that sometimes it goes unchecked. And when it goes unchecked, this can be a bad situation. And I'm also interested to know, has anybody ever dealt in home remedies beside what we're talking about here? Maybe your grandparents, maybe your parents, maybe back in your family even further than that. Or did you use any home remedies, maybe with your kids? I don't know. That used to be a big thing. Hot toddies used to be a big thing to get rid of colds and things of that nature. You know, get the alcohol, boil it up, and that'll cure what ails you. Well, I don't know. Maybe it did, maybe it didn't. I really don't know. But there certainly is a lot of medicine out there now to deal with a lot of these issues. And you know what a lot of this is with the home remedies? It sounds funny, is what it is. You know, if you would tell somebody to put castor oil on your belly button, people would, oh, that's strange, because that advice would not be coming from a doctor. You would never hear a doctor say, put castor oil on your belly button. Certainly not in the 2020s. And take a cold shower. You know, get in the shower, do your regular business, get all lathered up, get all showered up, clean your hair, and then step out of the shower, turn it on cold, and then step back in it, and this is going to help your mood. I don't know. It just sounds a little funny. I think that's the whole thing behind it. and maybe that's why it gets a bad rap. But on the whole, it's an interesting thing to talk about, and I hope it's helping the people who do it. But I also hope that those people also consult a doctor in the meantime, because as I've said before, I think especially with mental illness, I think people really need to, what should I say here? I think people really need to get help with their mental illnesses because I don't think they know they have them. Now, some people do. Some people know they have the mental illness, but some people don't. And I think if you don't think you have it and you think these things are helping you, maybe you would not go to the psychiatrist, which is maybe where you need to be. So that's a worry in my case when it comes to home remedies. But again, any questions or comments on that you will feel you want to make, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Okay. Do want to remind everybody to check in with Matt Morgan's Friday show now, every Friday morning, 10:15 to 11 a.m. He did a whole show last week on Friday in regard to the football playoffs and everything that was going on this past weekend. And some of the picks were right, some of the picks were wrong, but it was an interesting show that was done last Friday. And I thought it was a good show, and I thought if you were interested in football and the comings and goings in the football world, then his show last Friday morning was a show to listen to. So I'm glad people got to listen to that. And also remember, Pastor Craig's show is on every Friday morning at 11:15 a.m. Exchange Club, we all get together from 12:15 to 1, and then Study His Word with Pastor Craig is on from 1:15 until 2. Now, another topic. Well, let me come back to the Friday night show for a second. On Friday night, an interesting topic came up. And it was about all. We love to talk about things like this on the show, don't we? Love. We love to talk about love because, you know, people throw that word around like nobody's business. But here's the thing about love that we came about on Friday night. An interesting point came up. Now, can you be in a marriage now or a relationship now, in love, as people would say, and still have love for somebody in the past who may be in a relationship, you were in a relationship with? Is that possible? Because Friday night, somebody said that yes, that is possible. To be in love with somebody now, but to still have love from somebody in the past, or have love for somebody in the past, I guess I should say. Now, I don't know. I think it's probably possible, but I also think that, how should I put this? I don't think that the people who were in your life now would probably like hearing that. Now, I think they would hear it. I'm not saying they would get angry about it, but I think deep down they probably wouldn't want to hear it. Because when you're the person in somebody's life at that particular moment, I think you probably don't want to hear something like that. I think you probably want to hear that you're the greatest thing and you're the one and only and blah, 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 blah. So you probably don't want to hear that the person you're with has love from somebody from the past. But maybe you can. I'm not saying it's impossible. I think the people who may have these feelings would have a hard time admitting it, because I think it's that's a hard thing to admit. So I give a lot of credit to somebody who can admit that, but I don't know if it's a good idea. I don't know. Maybe you love the good times you had with them. I don't know what that is. You know, everything shouldn't be slash and burn at the end of a friendship or a relationship. Even if it ends badly, I think you should try to remember the good times that maybe you had with that person. You know, why block out all the good? But to say you still have love for them, I don't know. I don't know if that goes over all that well. I guess that's a matter of opinion. Does anybody have any opinions on this? 740-751-4038. Now, I will tell you something that's interesting. When this topic came up on Friday night, you know, you had Matt and Carrington, who are 20 and 22, basically say that that probably was not a thing. That would be very hard to do for them. Now, maybe that's just being in your 20s. That's a 20-year-old thing. But it kind of goes back to what we've always said here as time goes on. Whatever people are in at that time is always the greatest thing. It's always the best thing. It's always, you know, what are our favorite lines? Never met anybody like you before. You're the one, blah, blah, blah. I think that's just natural. I mean, when you're in it at that time, you probably do believe that. If you didn't believe that, you probably wouldn't be there. But I don't know. I think people look back on things. Now, you know, this leads us into a whole nother subject, to be honest with you. Because I was asked recently, if you have unsettled business with somebody, if you feel that something did not end well, and you want to get it off your chest, number one, should you? And number two, how should you do it? Now, here's my feeling on this. Because a lot of times, people are not going to go around you. So you can't just call them up or send them a message or any of that. So here's what I think you should do. Now, this is the advice I gave to this person. Now, you can disagree with this advice, but see, they asked me, so I gave them the advice. Here's the advice I gave. If somebody's avoiding you and you cannot have that conversation with them, and you want to have that conversation with them for whatever reason, here's what I think you should do. Because most people have jobs, and that's the one time in their life where they really can't walk away from you because they're at work. Now, understand what I'm saying here. I'm not saying go make a scene at anybody's job. I don't think you should put anybody's job in jeopardy. This is not what you want to do. But I certainly think if you really have something that is burning that you want to get off your chest and you cannot, there's no other means of method to be around this person, I think that you should go to their work and they're going to have to listen to you. Now, don't go in there yelling and screaming and don't go in there saying horrible things. Don't cause a scene. Don't cause them to not be able to do their job. But maybe just say, listen, this is what I don't like about you. This is what I feel happened that I feel is unresolved. And that's it. And then you'll get it off your chest and you don't have to worry about it anymore. And I think this is the way to go. Now, I thought about this. I think I would do that. Again, not creating a scene. You don't create a scene to try to get the person fired. That's not why you're doing it. You're not there to embarrass them. You're not there to stop them from doing their work. And if they're busy, don't do it. But it certainly is a place where you have them kind of a captive audience, as we would say. So, if there was something I wanted to say to somebody, I think that's where I would do it. Because, you know, honestly, how many times do we run into people anyway in public at their job just by accident? I think it happens a lot. So, I think if you really want to say something to somebody, that's a fair way to do it. If they do not want to talk to you, sometimes you have to force the issue. You got to bring, we all want closure in life. And I think, well, if that gets you your closure, go right ahead. Does anybody have any thoughts on that? Do you like this idea? Do you dislike this idea? I feel there could be some dislike in this idea, but that's the best I could come up with. And if somebody can come up with something better than that, feel free. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. The whole unresolved issue question. How do you deal with it? And I think a lot of times unresolved issues are really just, it's not so much anger. I don't think it's always anger. I think it's, I thought you were one thing and you turned out to be another. And I don't think it's always, I don't think it's anger. So, you know, it's not like you're going to go scream at the person. Okay, what else do we have here? Well, we did a show, we did a subject on Friday night that I found interesting. A lot of people speak of this as time goes on. The fear of aging. Apparently Gen Z right now, which are people born, I think it's between 1997. I know it starts at 1997. I'm not sure when it ends. But apparently the fear of aging is a big thing for Gen Z. And they're fearful that age 30 is when it all starts to go downhill. You start to lose stamina. You start to lose your looks. You don't have anything to look forward to anymore. Age 30 is apparently the cutoff point when it comes to Gen Z. Now, it's interesting being around two Gen Zers. Matt and Carrington are both members of Gen Z, hearing their opinions on this, because they tend to think that it's somewhat true that you're past your physical prime, you're probably past the time that you look the best. And I've said this many times before, but also understand, I think this applies to myself, so I'm not just talking about other people here. I think when you see people over the age of 30, and definitely over the age of 40, I think nobody's going to say anything negative about how they look, because I don't think you should be criticizing people's looks in general. But you certainly don't look the way you once did. And I think sometimes you see a picture of somebody and you go, wow, that's not what I remember. You know, you can obviously make out who it looks like, but you think, wow, that's not the person I remember. You know, a little bit of time has passed here if you're not seeing the person on a daily basis. And you think, wow, they look different. And this is just the aging process. Nobody should be ashamed of this. It's just what happens. And I think as time goes on, that's just the way it goes. And the problem is, on the whole here, is that nobody tells these people that they're aging. Now, maybe you don't need to be told that you're aging, but I think maybe people should say, well, you know, you looked, what's that saying we all use now? You look good for your age. How about that? That's a safe way to get in and out of that question. You look good for your age. Because I think you give people false hope when you say, well, you're looking really good. Well, for your age is what they really mean. But like I say, I fall in that category too. We're all aging. We're all going down that road. But there's so much stuff that can be done now. Tanning, Botox, hair coloring. I mean, you can do so much to try make up, to cover up things that you don't want people to see. And on the whole, that's kind of fascinating. We are a very looks-oriented society. I don't think anybody would deny that at all. And I think maybe this is what Gen Z is talking about when they think it's a downward spiral after age 30. I can see why you certainly would get that impression. It's sad that people have that impression, but I think it's certainly something you could get if you paid attention to all the magazines and everything going on. I don't know. It's an interesting concept. Again, the phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Again, don't forget the big city council meeting coming up tonight at 6:30 p.m., City Hall Chambers. Second floor, the courtroom, certainly should be fascinating, to say the least. I'll be there, as far as I know. Interesting moments going on in Marion during these times, the year 2024. So we've got Groundhog, City Council, Miranda's interview on Friday, Home Remedies, Castor Oil, so on, so forth, Matt's Friday show and all the football picks, and the fear of aging, and settling up your problems by going to somebody's work. Well, what do you think? Think on these things. We'll take a 15-minute break, and we'll come back, and we'll talk more about all this and much more in 15 minutes. Don't you dare go away.
You're listening to The Talking Place. The legendary star of The Facts of Life, Charlotte Ray, Mrs. Garrett.
Yeah. Is it how much of Mrs. Garrett is in Charlotte Ray?
I'm not, they made Mrs. Garrett perfect, which was ridiculous. As I